Baruch Hashem is Bochur, begin Perg Shein of the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Arochin B'Charamin in the Sefer Afla, where here we discuss regarding different terminologies of obligations in this laws of Erechin. As Rambam opens up Halacha Aleph regarding the Erechin and monetary value, the Damim, when it comes to limbs of a person. Ha'emer, if someone says Erech Yadi, the Erech of my hand, or Erech Eini, or the Erech of my eye, or Ragli Olai, or that of my leg on myself, or Yishamai says Erech Yad Zeh, or the Erech of this hand of a person, or his eye, all eyes on me. So he hasn't said anything because the pasuk says be'erikacha. It doesn't say be'erich. It say be'erikacha. The whole person has an erich, but not that of specific limbs. Now, however, if erich libi, if let's say it says the erich of my heart, or kvedi, or my liver, all eyes on me, or erich libi shal pleini, or kvedo yolai, or the erich of that person's heart or his liver is on me, then they, nois and erich kuli, then they actually give the erich of the whole entire person, because these are what's called evam shana shamet luiban. They're limbs that the person's life depends on, and the pasuk says, be'erkecha nefashis, the erkecha depends on the nefesh, the person's life, which b'chein kol ever, and so to any limb, shem yunotel menechayef, would be taken from a living person, yamas, he would die, imama erko yolai, he says the erich of that limb is on him, then nois and erich kuli gives the entire value of that erich of that person. Halacha Beis, let's say Amri says Chatzi Erech Yolai, half of my Erech is on me, well then Noisin Chatzi Erech, he gives half of the Erech. There's an Erech and he's saying half of that. But if it says Erech Chatzi Yolai, if it says the Erech of half of me is on me, then Noisin Erech Kuli, then he's to give the whole Erech. She Efshe Shinotel Chatzi B'Yecha, because you can't take away half of a person and survive. So it's no less than saying I want the Erech of my heart or my liver, where it's Erech of half of me, which is like the whole, and therefore you have to give the whole Erech. Halacha Gimel. Now, let's say someone says, Dimei Yodi Alai. First two halachas we spoke about Erechin. Let's say the monetary value of my hand is on me. Or Dimei Yad Pleini Alai, the monetary value of that person's hand is on me. Well, then Shaman, I say, Kamu Hushav B'Yad. Then we evaluate how much is the hand worth. For Kamu Hushav B'Lo Yad, and how much is he worth without a hand. But there's like this, and you give that to Hakdash Kitzat, how so? In Nimkahu Kula Yeshav Chamish, if the whole person would be sold as a slave, he'd be worth 50 shkalim. Vimimacha Chutzmiyad, if he'd be sold besides of his hand, meaning Shetashah Yodi Zulabalab, that this hand would remain under the jurisdiction of its owner. And the one who's the consumer, the purchaser, is not going to get any utility of the hand. He would be then Shavarbam, only worth 40 shkalim. Okay. Then Nimtzazay Yeshav, Lasham Lahekta Shasar. So this person who now went and said, I want to give the value of that hand, that value is 10 shkal. I think if it's anything similar to that, that's how you give the erichin of a specific limb. Halacha dal toime, let's say someone says, Dimei reishi o kvedi olai, the monetary value of my head or my liver is on me. Or Dimei reishi shal plaini olai o liboy o kvedi olai, or let's say the monetary value of that person's head or his heart or his liver is on me. Then listen, Dimei kuli, then it gives the entire monetary value of that person. The reason why that is because the pasuk writes, Neder be'erkecha nefashis. It puts neder together with erichin. Which just like erichin, we said just before that he's nidun bechvaydei. You go based on an organ that his life depends on. You give the whole value. So too would be the same thing. It's such an important organ. You give his whole monetary value to. Let's say someone says dimei chetzi olai, the monetary value of half of me is on me, which obviously is erich. It's something that's nidun bechvaydei. It's half of the person. Listen, mekulai, you give the monetary value of the whole person. Let's say someone says, but chatzi domai alai, half of my monetary value is on me, well then there's a chatzi domai, who gives half of that monetary value, that's the neder you took, only for half of that full value. Halacha hey, the Rambam continues regarding different terminologies and obligating a person regarding his monetary value. Ha'im, if someone says, mishkoli alai, my weight is on me, like mishkol ploini alai, the weight of that person's on me, well then there's the mishkoli, has to give his weight. And kesef, if it's silver, silver, mzav, zav, and gold, gold, commission, perish, like however he specified that the weight should be. Ama mishkal yadi, a ragli alai, let's say it says the weight of my arm or that of my leg is on me. So royin kamihi ru'i lishkal, so we see how much would it be fit to weigh. You don't do it as one of the options in the Gemara was that you stick it into water and so on, that wouldn't be precise. You rather you evaluate how much it would be fit to weigh, but nice and mama shapirish, and you give that monetary value that he specified. Now, adheichin hi ayod l'inyazeh, until where do we extend the arm to say in this context, because other context actually goes up until the wrist, but in this context it's ad atzel until the elbow. And the regel and the leg in this context is ad arkuva up until the knees. And the reason why here it might be different than other places, levisha ben nadarm, because by nadarm, which is what we're talking about over here, hochana chalash from the elbow, we go after the way people normally speak. And in human vernacular, that's what we say refers to an arm and a leg. Halacha vav, let's say someone says, kaimasi alai, that my height is on me, kesef zav, whether it be silver or gold, well then nisin sharvich in a nichlav, he has to give a scepter, a stick that doesn't bend, muloi kamasa, his entire height, mimin shepesh, from the type, whether it be silver or gold, that he specified. Now, but let's say Amr, he adds on the extra word, maloi kamasi alai, the fullness of my height is on me, then nisin nefilah sharvich nichlav mimin shepesh, then he could even give a stick that bends over from the species that he specified, because since he added on an unnecessary word of maloi, so his obviously intention is only trying to say that it's only the height and not the thickness. So, although the first type has to be thick, that it doesn't bend, because it has to be like a person, here it just has to be the height, and therefore it can be that thin that it will bend over. Halacha zayin. Let's say someone says, Mishkoli alai, my weight is on me. But Fali Perish Meizim in, he didn't say from what type, silver or gold. So, if he was very wealthy, then his intention is to give a large gift, well then, Mishkoli is up, then he gives his weight in gold. Let's say he says, Mishkol Yodi, or Yudagli, or Kamasi, says the weight of my hand, or of my foot, or of my height. He didn't say which one, but he was a very wealthy person. He gives gold. Now, if he's not fabulously wealthy, then he gives his weight, or is the weight of his hand, from the things that are normally used to weigh in that place. Even produce, if that's what they used to weigh. So too, in the case of where he has to give a stick his height, and it could even be of wood, everything goes according to his financial ability and regarding his personality type of what his intention would be to give. If someone says, my standing is on me, my sitting is on me, or the place where I sit is on me, or my width is on me, or meaning on me to give that amount, or of yalai, my thickness is on me, or my circumference is on me, so kolelu safik. So all these cases are situations of doubt. For example, where in the Gemara and Erech and Daf Yutes goes through these, where my standing is on me, we're not sure. Does he mean to say that I have to give a stick that stands by itself and doesn't bend over, or maybe his intention is to say that no, it's just that stands, but even that bends over. When he says my sitting is on me, so we don't know. Is his intention to be from his head until where the person sits, which is only half the person's body, or does it mean the whole body, just like he sits? Where it's from his head to his foot. And so to all the cases have elements of doubt to it. We don't know how to define it. So hence the halacha is a maybe lefim minus. He gives according to his financial ability. Hashem until he says, that was definitely not my intention. I would never have intended to give that much money. And then we know, okay, that's for sure not more than what he had intended to give. Now, Vimeis, let's say he dies, so we don't know to hear from him. So his inheritors give the least of the understanding of what those words might have meant. Why? Because regarding the one that took the vow himself, it's a question regarding a prohibitory law, not to violate Le'achol Devarim, which we said in Hilchos Nedarim, that's Stam Nedarim, we have to go La'achmer, so you have to give it as much as possible until where you say, no, for sure, I would not have meant more. But regarding the inheritors, there's no question of Isser, because they didn't take the vow. It's only regarding a question regarding monetary law. Regarding money, we go Safik Mam Le'achol, we'll go regarding the lenient interpretation. Halacha Tes. Let's say someone says, Harei Laim at Be'a Kesef. I take it upon myself to give a silver coin. So Li'ivches Medina Kesef. It shouldn't give less than a silver dinner. Let's say a copper coin. So Li'ivches Mimo'a Kesef. It shouldn't give less than the amount of copper that's worth a silver ma, which a ma is only sixth of a silver dinner. Harei Laim Barz. Let's say someone says, I take it upon myself to bring iron. So Li'ivches Ma'am Al'ama. Look, color iron, it shouldn't give less than a square amma of iron, which is for the crowd tracer, which those tablets would be put up on the roof of the sanctuary in the base of Mikdash, like it's when the place of Bechira in Perak Da'al Locha Gimel. So if he's giving iron, the least that possibly that he could have meant and to give, which is significant, is this amma square of iron, which have these pegs sticking out that the birds don't sit over there. If someone says, I really like kesef zav, I take it upon myself to give silver or gold. Here it didn't say, as in the previous halacha, a silver coin or a gold coin. So he just said silver or gold. So yavi loshen shal kesef shal zav, so you give a bar of silver or that of gold. Now, yi mishkala, and what should be its weight, how much? Achayim, until he says, that's for sure not what I had in mind. Let's see if he did specify the weight. But v'shachar kam perish, if he got how much he specified, yovei atshiyem, he should bring until he says, lo lekachnas gemandi, that's for sure that what I didn't have in mind, and then we know he fulfilled his obligation. Look, Rav Drum continues regarding the utility of these monies that were sanctified, either as Erechin vows or of Damim vows. Echad Omer, whether someone says, Damai Olai, my monetary value is on me, or Demei Ploni Olai, the monetary value of that person is on me, or Omer, let's say someone says, Harei Lei Mana, I have an obligation to give a mana, 100 dinar, or Chamishim, or 50 zuzim, or Kesav Ezav, or silver, or gold. Hakol Himam Akram, Chayob Yidam, these are all considered monetary obligations. And the Dam Varochim, the Bedek Habayis, and the Damim, and the Rochim, those two vows, they go to Bedek Habayis, to the Temple Upkeep Commission, like we explained in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. Now, Halacha Yud Beis, Shtei Lashachas Hayi B'Mikdash, there were these two chambers in the base of Mikdash. Achas Lishkas Chasham, one was the chamber, the silent chamber, but Lishkas again, one was the chamber of the vessels. What does that mean? Lishkas Chasham, the silent chamber, was Yirichet, those who fear sin, Nois Notecha B'Chashay, they would put it in there quietly, surreptitiously, clandestinely. V'anim B'nei Tavim, and poor peoples, but the sons of good ones, of respectable individuals, they would be able to provide themselves from that chamber also in a discreet fashion. Now, Lishkas Hakim, the chamber of the vessels, was Kamishay Snadivkle, anyone who would donate a vessel to the Beis HaMikdash, Zarka Latech would just throw it into that chamber. Once every 30 days, the ones in charge of the temple would open it up. Any vessel that they could have a utility for using it for the temple upkeep, they would leave it. But the rest, Nimkram, would be sold, and the monetary proceeds would be used for the chamber, put into that chamber, which, and that's why we bring it over here, which we're talking about Lishkas Bedek Habayis, which relates to Erech and Bedek, and that of the Damim, where we're talking about these two other chambers where the relevancy is that by the Lishkas HaKelim, and these were like sister Lishoches, from that one, which what they didn't use, they would sell it, and then that would go into the chamber of the Bedek Habayis. Now, Halacha Yud Gimel, Hutzuchu L'Kadshei Mizbech. So let's say the Jewish people needed for Kadshim, for Karbanis, that had to be brought on the Mizbech. And but they speak of them, Trumas Alishka, they didn't have, there was not sufficient funds in the, what they had taken off from the funds of the chamber, which were from the Machta Shekel that every single Jew gives towards the Karbanis. There was no more funds over there. So they could take what they need from the chamber of the temple upkeep. They could use those funds for the karbanos. But let's say they needed for the temple upkeep. They didn't find in the chamber of the Bedek Habayis sufficient to take care of the needs of the Beis HaMikdash. They would not be able to take what they need for the Bedek Habayis from that of the Kadshim Mizbeach. Because Kadshim Mizbeach has a different sanctity that is not allowed to go ahead and use it for other things like that of the Bedek Habayis.